For TV fans, it's the big event of the year, the start of the fall TV season. Some of the new shows have already premiered. Others are about to debut. There are more new shows this season than ever before, 27 in all. TV critic David Bianculli has seen virtually all of them, except for the ones that aren't ready yet. Here's his first look.
What do I think about this new fall season? Not much. Here's a list of the new fall shows that are so good that you can't miss them, gotta watch them, wanna collect them. Get the idea? 2 years ago, when Twin Peaks premiered and got everybody excited about TV again, one of the network executives said that Tried and True is dead and buried. Well, I'm sorry to report that based on this year's fall schedule, Tried and True is alive and, well, let's just say it's alive. The theme this year seems to be bland ambition. The majority of the shows and a lot of the stars seem to date from the 70s, one heck of a way to begin the 90s. It's not that the schedule is hit and miss this year. It's miss and miss and miss and miss, and you can miss almost all of it without missing much. There is a cream to this crop, though. Erie, Indiana, which premieres Sunday on NBC, is a stylish sitcom that flips the old Addams Family formula. Instead of one strange family moving into normal suburbia, Erie, Indiana, that's eerie as in creepy, is about normal kids keeping tabs on their very strange neighbors. Joe Dante directed the pilot, which begins like this.
Hi. My name is Marshall Teller. And this is my best friend, Simon Holmes.
Hi.
Actually, he's my only friend since I moved here from New Jersey. He's also the only person who believes me about my new hometown, Erie, Indiana.
People think we're weird.
Better weird than dead.
Item. Bigfoot eats out of our trash.
We got footprints.
Item. The cornfield behind my house is the number one landing site for UFOs in the Northern Hemisphere.
We got pictures.
Item. After he died, Elvis had his mail forwarded to a house on my street.
We got junk mail.
Still don't believe us. You will. Ready, Simon?
Ready? I was born for this.
It's good and it's unusual, and I like it a lot. My other favorite new series, at least of the ones I've seen so far, is Sibs, a comedy about three sisters that begins Tuesday on ABC. Marsha Mason, Margaret Collin, and Jamie Gertz play the siblings, and all three are very funny. As are Alex Rocco as Mason's husband, and Dan Castellaneta as her boss. Castellaneta, like executive producers James L. Brooks, Sam Simon, and Heidi Perlman, worked together on The Tracy Ullman Show, and Sibs has that same wonderful sort of character humor. As a taste, here's a scene where Mason confronts her boss.
I just quit. I don't have to listen to your paranoid delusions anymore.
Oh, I can even tell you you're nuts.
Warren!
What?
You're nuts!
Oh, really? Oh, please. Let's deal with the real reason why you're quitting.
Warren, what are you talking about?
She said coyly.
Okay.
A great majority of the clients have been calling ever since my uncle's death saying they don't want me, a CPA, to handle their accounts. They want you, a bookkeeper.
Really? Oh, my God. I don't know what to say. The only thing that comes to mind is, ha ha!
No one knows me. No one knows the real Warren Morris. They like you because you don't just do their books, do you? No, you...
act like a human being?
So you admit it.
What else is worth watching? NBC's Man of the People, because James Garner is so charming. And because it's a sitcom without a laugh track. Reasonable Doubts, because Marlee Matlin and Mark Harmon work so well together. But aside from the uniqueness of a deaf character as a series star, it's a standard Law and Order, opposites attract kind of TV show. And maybe there are a few other good shows to come, and I'll review them in the weeks to come. Finally, what to miss? That's easy. Avoid at all costs The Torkelsons, The Adventures of Mark and Brian, and P.S. I Love You. P.S. I hate this season. So far, anyway.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.